T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday, September 21st, day 23 of the Ida recovery. It is 8:48 now, about 12 before 9 o'clock. We're talking to our friend Jim Nickel, lobbyist with Corson Nickel. He represents FanDuel and DraftKings and other gaming interests. And we were all excited about sports wagering, and then Ida came through and disrupted everything. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Tommy. I hope your listeners are doing better. We dodged a bullet over here in Baton Rouge, but I know the folks in New Orleans and down in Houma, Thibodaux, and Tangipahoa, and La Rose, and are all still recovering, and our thoughts and prayers are with them, and we'll keep trying to help them out. But we're doing okay here in Baton Rouge.
And don't ever forget that. And somebody, I said this earlier, texted me thinking it was a New Orleans storm, and I said, nope, it wasn't that. It was, no. And I know we had power problems. It was the river parishes and the southern parishes, et cetera, bayou parishes. Tell me about sports wagering. So where does it stand now? How close are we to, fantasy wagering is up and running, correct?
Correct. DraftKings has a full fantasy sports license and is operating, and you can do that right now. I anticipate FanDuel will get approved at the next meeting, and so you'll have two of the major operators doing fantasy. So that's up and running in Louisiana. Full mobile, do it on your phone in any of the parishes where it was approved.
And what about sports wagering and either mobile or brick and mortar? Where does all of that stand?
Okay, so without getting too far in the weeds for your listeners and sounding like a bureaucrat, here's the straight up. Sports gaming is going to be available in a brick and mortar facility at the casino downtown New Orleans, at a riverboat, at a racetrack. In probably the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to go in, you'll go up to a window, you'll place a bet, or they may have some kiosk available. I doubt that technology's here yet. But you'll be able to go physically bet on some games at the sports book at the downtown casino in New Orleans, or at a riverboat anywhere in Louisiana, or a racetrack. That got approved last meeting in the Gaming Control Board. There was an emergency rule process set up. Those land-based operators, they've already been through all the background checks, so it's pretty simple for the state police, the Gaming Control Board, to approve them to proceed, so they will. It's just a matter of them getting up and running, hiring staff, and that type of thing. So long answer to a couple of weeks here, brick and mortar. I think the mobile, we're still looking, Tommy, I'm hoping the end of October, early November. These are all brand-new operators, so they've got to go through a whole different vetting process and a complete vetting process to get up and running. But I still think November 1, you're able to bet mobile in Louisiana.
Did the storm have any impact on any of this at all, Jim? Or did people just, those involved just kept on chucking?
No, it did. It did professionally and personally. Professionally, it pushed back the Gaming Control Board's meeting. And then without naming names, there are some key personnel within the state police and the attorney general's office that handle background checks and do the different things to make sure operators are legit. They were personally hit. One of them lives in LaPlace, lost everything, and they were working remote already. So it did have an impact temporarily. But I think we are past that. Those people got right back up to work, and Ronnie Johns has them up and running. And so the answer is yes, it did delay it just a tad. I would say a two-week delay.
And in terms of fantasy betting, no hiccups? Everything's been fine?
Everything's been fine. Folks are able to play, on DraftKings platform, and they're doing that. And I think they're having a good time. And I think the sooner we can get FanDuel and other operators out there, because some people are brand loyal, right? Like they've always been a DraftKings person, or they've always been a FanDuel person, or they've always been a Barstool person. They're probably waiting for their app to get up and running. I don't think a lot of people are migrating to another one. So the more operators we can have out there, I think it's better for Louisiana consumers.
I think people think of sometimes fantasy wagering as just picking a fantasy team, but it's a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't familiar with it. It's sort of a, I don't want to use the word cult, but there's just a group of people out there that love this. And so the way a fantasy contest would work is I would pick a team of players. I might pick Jameis Winston. I might pick Christian McCaffrey as my running back. I'll pick a receiver from the 49ers. I'll pick a punter. I'll pick a kicker. And then Tommy Tucker picks a group of players. And I'll get online and say, hey, Tommy, you want to play me this weekend? And we'll play each other for $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. So it's Tommy's best players against Jim's best players. Or you can join a big group, right? You could join 30 or 40. Or you could join a league. And some people have their own leagues. I'm sure there's people all over the listening area of WWL. They've got their own fantasy leagues. They've been operating them basically, you know, by email and Facebook. And now they can go on and register their group and play each other on a full-fledged platform. So it's very different than like last night. Last night, Green Bay was favored to win the game, and they covered. They beat the Lions by the spread. That's a sports bet. A fantasy bet is Jim picks some players, Tommy picks some players, and we play each other. Very different.
And in terms of the sports bet, you're saying brick and mortar, walk in, make a bet by?
I know you always try to get me to hold the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I do. I,
you know, it's September. What's today? I'm in the fall. 19th, something like that? Or
21st. Today's 21st.
Yeah, I think October 1, you're in there betting. I really do. I think you are. And then look, and then it'll speed up. Then you'll be able to do it at the Dome at some point. And then it's going to, once it spins up, it'll get going quickly.
What about Tiger Stadium?
Yeah, well, you know, LSU Athletic Department just signed a deal with Caesars to be the exclusive provider for LSU Athletic sports betting. I do anticipate in the next couple of years, talking to Scott Wilbert, the athletic director, he foresees sort of a sports bar within Tiger Stadium where you can go in and you can, you know, buy a beer, watch the game. You're in the stadium, but you don't have a seat. A lot of stadiums are going to that. I went to the Atlanta Stadium, I guess, preseason game this year for a game, and they had the similar setup.
Things are changing. A lot of people enjoy it. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your time. You have a good day.
Tommy, all the best to you and your listeners. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Yes, sir. You bet. Jim Nickel, lobbyist with Coors and Nickel, representing FanDuel, DraftKings, other gaming interests, saying we could be walking into a place and making a sports bet as soon as October 1st. If you like that sort of thing, and I do, it is time for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.